Please be upstanding for a new recording of Things We Like.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
And welcome to this week's Things We Like.
This week's Things We Like, which is technically last week's Things We Like.
Because of the technical problems we had.
Yeah, but we'll discuss that in greater detail on the next Stuff Sucks.
Yeah, so we've arisen again like a hydra that has its head cut off and grows more.
Which like a phoenix as well.
Like a phoenix. There's a lot of Greek animals that come back.
There are, yeah. The Greeks don't stay dead.
I can't currently think of any more.
Didn't that sheep come back?
Dolly.
Odysseus went to Hades and came back, and so did a couple of other people.
Perseus.
Morpheus.
No, Orpheus.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Neo
definitely came back.
He did come back, yeah. He was the one.
He was at least one of them.
He's A1.
Yeah.
A1.
He's A1.
He takes on me.
Yeah. Oh, Neo. Well, we have the rumours about that coming back.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
I still can't get over the fact that, and it's perfectly fine that he did so, but is it Wazakashi? Was that
Wazowski?
Wazowski, brother and sister now.
Yeah.
I know this is like mega old news, yeah, but it's still, when you see it on telly, like, so many times something's happened like that and someone's gone, Wazowski, brother and sister, and you get to tell that story again. He used all his money for the Matrix film to turn himself into a girl.
I've never heard of
this. You've not heard this?
Never heard
this. Really?
Really?
I don't know what their first names are, so I can't tell you.
And now Lana Wachowski.
So yeah, she used to be a dude and now she's a lady.
She used the money from the Matrix to do what she'd always wanted to do, which was become a lady.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Well, I've not seen a good picture of her as a lady. No full frontal. Just like,
because that's what's really important.
Well, you want to see how well these things go, because once it's viable, I think we should all do it.
You want to see if you can design it yourself.
Exactly, yeah. Just taking it, but I want to be Cindy Crawford.
I want this. Make it so.
It's like you go to the barbers.
I'd probably go for an Emma Stone.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'd go for Jennifer Lawrence.
I'd go for Michelle Obama so I could get work into the White House and, I don't know. Have a shit.
I saw some mad video a couple of days ago claiming that Michelle Obama's a man.
How mad?
It was pretty mad.
Well, was it offering itself as madness or sense?
Oh no, it was offering itself as sense. Okay. That she's actually that kind of a man.
Oh.
Hmm.
I don't know, she didn't look like a man on Sesame Street.
No.
No. And she's had the children, which I think is difficult for currently.
Yeah. It's not usual for transgender people to change gender and then perform the sexual act of that gender, you know, to the full extent.
Yet. Ah, the first...
You're going to bring up Junior.
That was all true. That really happened.
Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger are brothers.
And Eddie Murphy's their third brother.
Apparently so.
It was still more believable than the one where they were twins.
Isn't that what we were?
That's twins.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, Junior's where Danny DeVito makes...
Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant.
Sorry, my memories of these films have just combined, and I assume that they're all truth.
Yeah, it's like the bit where he's like running and he has to kill all those gladiators on Mars.
Yeah.
Daddy DeVito helps him out.
Yeah.
It's like, throw my mum from a train.
What the hell are we even talking about?
I had no idea.
No, I don't think of anything yet.
Oh, anyway, welcome to Things We Like.
Yeah, welcome to Things We Like.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Jan.
I'm Andy.
And all sorts of stuff's happened this week.
Yeah, Twin Peaks is coming back.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Another chance to not watch it.
Oh, you can still watch it. You've got a couple of years.
I'll keep that in mind.
It's good. And I hate David Lynch, right, as we've discussed previously.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's something good about it.
It is. It's like the X-Files meets Neighbours.
It is like a daytime soap just cranked for the weirdness.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's difficult to explain.
Yeah, Twin Peaks is an odd one to try and explain to people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's the tale of an FBI agent who moves to a small North Pacific town. in America to investigate the murder of a teenager. And then goes crazy.
Well, that's what it starts with. Does he go crazy?
Well, I wouldn't say he goes crazy. I'd say it goes crazy.
Ah, yeah, yeah. He discovers all kinds of, like, secret cults. There's, like, stuff from space. There's, like, hidden, dark weirdness of suburban American life.
The owls are not what they seem.
But there's lots of also joyous kind of, like, stuff about the weirdness.
The weirdness.
Is that, like, the monster in Lost?
Yeah.
Just Mulholland Drive destroyed it for me, because Howard spent so long going on about how amazing David Lynch was, and saying I had to see this film, and told me I just had to concentrate on the lamp, and that was the most important thing. I don't even remember what it was, but it was just it was like fourth viewing material, you know, like, oh, that's an interesting lamp because it does this, and I'm really into this film. Mm. It wasn't like spent 2.5 hours watching a lamp, ignoring what was going on in the foreground, thinking, it's going to change soon, it's going to change or something.
It's going to be amazing.
Mm. It's all bits like, well, her parents were named this, and these were people in another David Lynch film who abused their child. So I meant to draw from that she was abused as a child. And you're like, well,
that's a different film.
If David Lynch is just going to make films for David Lynch, then he doesn't have to give them a theatrical release.
Yeah, yeah. Carl Lynch.
But Twin Peaks is coming back, and hopefully the calming influence of Mark Frost will help.
Yeah.
Because
he's a cool customer.
The bits that David Lynch had excessive control over were terrible. Episode 1, Firewalk With Me.
Firewalk With Me has some good stuff in it.
That's a good bit.
Some good bits.
But overall, it's terrible.
Oh, what do you like this week, Andy?
Well, I'm hoping I've got something that you'll like this week. Mm-hmm. Recently, I've been learning how to make mobile apps.
Mm-hmm.
And it popped into my head when Alf was showing me something that you guys had recorded previously. If you'd like to view it together, it's an app. It's under. It's called Tap to Madge.
Tap to Madge.
If you scroll along, it's a...
That Tap to Madge.
Yeah, you see the picture of Jim's face.
What's the picture of Jim's face?
Let me show you the loading screen. Let me just exit the app, because I had it open before, because I've just not stopped using it. Go on.
Okay, we'll try again. Tap to Madge. Oh, there's Madge. And there's Jim again.
Tap to Madge.
Tap to Madge.
I'm Madge. I'm going to go swimming every day.
Wow. And that's all it does.
That's brilliant. All it needs to do.
That is a winner.
That's amazing.
Oh, get that on Apple apps.
I'm Madge. I'm going to go swimming every day.
And she did.
She did.
Oh, nice. That's wonderful, Andy.
It's not on, like, you know, Play Store or anything. Or
get that up, because that's a $1 million app.
$100 a year it is to publish anything on the iStore.
A single thing, or do you get an account?
Just, you can publish as much as you want, but you have to do $99 a year. On Android, it's just $25 one-off, and then that's it. You know, you'll remember what you want.
Apple.
So I did send the APK, the install file to Alf. But you can't install things on yours, Jan, that, you know, are from untrusted sources, so...
I can't have it on mine.
Are you an untrusted source?
I am, because I haven't published it through the iStore or the Play Store, you know, the official repositories.
So you could be riddled with virus.
Could be. Mm. It's not. It's just a HTML5 page that puts your face on it and then has a button that plays an audio file.
I watched Neighbours the other day. There was a tornado. It was good.
What happened?
Well... Despite the fact that the weather has never been so much as inclement on Ramsey Street for the past 25 years, the residents of Erinsborough were not surprised or seemingly afraid when they could see a fucking tornado from the front door of their house.
Did they CG one in?
Amazing.
It looked ropey as anything. But also, the worst thing that happened in the tornado was some Kylie Minogue's son got spun around in a car.
He's spinning around.
Right round.
Get out of his way.
Kylie Minogue's son?
Yeah, Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan. Scott and Charlene's son is in it now.
My God.
He arrived in Ramsey Street whilst listening to the song Suddenly by Angry Anderson on his iPod.
My God.
What an entrance. Yeah, he got spun around in a car. Paul Robinson, his uncle, broke his collarbone. And oh yeah, a window collapsed on Lou, and Susan had to give him an emergency tracheotomy.
Wow!
So that was good. Watch that.
That's rather exciting.
Every now and again, Neighbours does something pretty good. Not like their eclipse special, where one of the characters looked at the sun for slightly too long and went blind for 3 months.
It's not funny.
Yeah, where someone can be paralysed for life but be walking 2 weeks later. The Neighbours universe is...
I know, Bruce Lee did that.
Yeah, but Bruce Lee had, I think it was 2 weeks, and I think he put an awful lot of visible work into it.
Yeah, I think it was more like a couple of months to a year or
something. Yeah, I think it was at least a year. And, like, was heralded as an amazing recovery, you know. If that hadn't been Bruce Lee, it had just been some guy in the street, it probably would have made the papers, still.
But, you know, you kind of expect that sort of stuff from Bruce Lee. Paralyzed for life, off in a couple of months.
When you said that, it's not like a great wave of being impressed to flow through and say, well, it's Bruce Lee. What did people expect?
Yeah. I'm surprised he wasn't flying after the accident, immediately after the accident.
You know what I like this week?
What do you like?
Well, it's not for the whole week. We just got a lift in Jan's car.
Yeah.
And we're actually on location. We're currently in the shack / Wendy house.
Yeah. We're seeing which way. It's not finished yet, so we'll know what it is when it's done.
How about the Wendy shack?
The Wendy shack? It's a compromise, isn't it?
Sounds a little bit in the woods.
I think we're going to know what it's called when it's done.
Yeah.
And I've got a big table to put in the middle, and if that table grows a tea set...
If we call it a Wendy house, then the people of Wales will think it's made of glass.
Haven't we been through this?
This is from last week's aborted episode. Or maybe 2 weeks ago.
I think it's from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Alf was telling us that... was it Scottish?
A Wendy.
Scottish people call windows Windies.
Well, specifically Glaswegians.
Glaswegians.
Right.
And therefore might call a greenhouse a Wendy house.
I still think this is spurious.
Spurious?
Yeah.
You think he's trying to promote bad feeling towards the Scottish?
Right, we're going off topic here. Right, and when I was in Jan's car, I was astounded by the wealth of Happy Meal toys in bags that were found.
I've forgotten about this. There's a lot.
I find it disturbing to the extreme that you would get a Happy Meal and not open the toy.
Well, we usually give them to our nieces and nephews.
Oh.
Well, it's fine. You can play with them if you want to.
Keep going.
How often do you see your nieces and nephews, and how often do you buy them Happy Meals?
We don't see them often, I must say. And we probably buy maybe 2 Happy Meals a month, roughly. So we've got a fair stock there.
Right, okay, how many are here? 1, 2, 3, I think it's 7 or 6.
Shall we? Are there any duplicates?
Hard to tell. What have we got here? We got box trolls.
There's a lot of box trolls, yeah.
Actually, they're all different. Box trolls and 2 dragons.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go for this dragon.
Okay, I'm gonna open a box troll. Would you like to open one?
I'm going to voice my dislike of McDonald's before opening a Happy Meal.
Okay.
Let's see for a second.
What? Oh. I don't know why I thought I was gonna get to make something.
Yours has got stuff.
I think yours is there is at least one more in there than you can assemble.
I've got an activity book and a pencil.
Oh, a pencil!
A pencil. Oh. The pencil is individually shrink wrapped.
What is the name of your box troll? Should we
read Ink's it? Activity book. So I'm going to say ink. Yeah.
Ink.
Indiana Jet Black Ink. Writing fluid.
That's his full name. That's pretty cool.
Does he have writing fluid in him? And if he does, why have you been given a pencil? No.
Which way do your wings go, dragon?
Right, I have some form of box troll called... I assume he's called Spectacles. And you can look through him and see what we're looking at here. It's stills from the movie. It's like one of the old school looking-at-thing machines.
looking-at-thing machines.
Yeah.
What a box troll is, is something that, like...
I think a box troll is something from a film.
Right. It's the box trolls. They live in boxes... There's a boy that's been raised with them who lives in a box for eggs. He's called Eggs.
Of course.
They're having an adventure.
Right.
Well, I've got a dragon.
Dragon breathes stuff.
He's got a large blue thing.
Projectile
that you put in his mouth, and I will now...
It's going to take my eye clean out.
It could have done.
Oh, that was good.
It went 2 feet and dropped a foot in height, so...
That's great.
That's what's going to be written on my gravestone.
I don't know why we didn't open these sooner.
Yeah, right. Well, I can see, like, a couple of box trolls, another box troll, a box troll, some box trolls, another box troll. This is largely box troll based, I think.
What were you expecting?
It's just a little. It's not even exciting things. It's box trolls hanging out with boxes, just holding stuff.
I'm disappointed mine doesn't do anything. It's like, I feel like they've cheated me by making him writing base and then just giving me the utensils to do what his name is.
Especially as they've called him ink but given you a pencil.
Exactly.
These don't make any sense, Mackies.
I'm going to look through spectacles. You are correct. It's not impressive.
It's box trolls.
That's a box troll. That's a box troll. He's got a bear. And he's supposed to box troll. He looks like he's holding something away from another box troll.
Yeah.
Is it a box?
It could be a box.
Is there a troll in the box?
I think it's an egg box.
Yeah, it's eggs box.
So what's yours? A pencil and an activity book?
Yeah, with instructions.
Oh, that's wet.
Complete the activities. Oh, whoa. I'm sorry, McDonald's. And use the stickers to decorate the book. We're in.
Yay. Stickers.
It's interesting now. Stickers. They're not going in the book. They're going on people.
What if you got stickers off? Oh, box trolls.
I think you should have probably guessed that.
Is there a sticker for eggs?
No, there's not. There's ink. Is yours.
It's very strange.
Yours is ink.
Yeah, I know, but what's yours?
This is spectacles.
Spectacles. I think he's on there. Or at least there's one whose name I can't read who has lots of spectacles on.
Okay, it's probably him.
Oh, yeah, definitely him.
Yeah, he's got them. Spectacles.
There's a clock.
Sweet. That's one.
It's okay.
I like clock. Oh, it's got lots of gears.
I don't know what this one is. But this one's for you.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, that's... Let me get up close to you.
Well, but is it a lady box troll?
It's pants. You appear to be wearing a box troll either called pants or knickers, possibly.
Oh, lovely.
Mm. How can it look like pants?
It's wearing pants.
Oh, I see. I thought you were reading it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be critical. It either says stop or genetic alterations.
Or knickerbockers.
They're gloryful.
That's it. It's my favourite word.
Hi, I'm knickers.
You are knickers.
Can you spot the matching socks on my washing line? The matching socks are B and G, if anyone's interested.
I think that's a little bit raunchy for a child-based McDonald's toy.
It is. Provocative.
Not like the Batman Forever. No, Batman Returns Happy Meal toys from 1992.
Really? They had Happy Meal toys for a film that children weren't allowed to see?
They did. Well, that's it. They were trying to flog that film to kids, and it's largely pretty inappropriate, really.
You got a 15 in this country.
How many times like something like that gets released, and because it's everywhere? Like later, my nephew got really into Michael Jackson, like, the day he died, you know, when he became famous, like, big. Weird. Again. And, like, it was all he did for, you know, 6 months. How he learned to use a computer, because he learned to go to YouTube, search for Michael Jackson.
How old is he?
He's 9 now. But this was, you know, a good 5 years ago. He was only 4 when he was doing it. I think I remember being 4. But, yeah, so how many people go, Batman, right, there's Batman everywhere. I want a Batman Lego, you know, and I want a Batman poster, and I want to watch Batman Forever.
Yeah, I do remember actually not being old enough to see Batman Returns, but watching a special on how it was made on the TV in a hotel room every day for a week. It's a good one, Batman Returns. I enjoyed it.
I think they're both cool.
They're both cool. It's not like there were 4 films in that series.
Yeah. What's the one with Mr. Freeze in?
Yeah.
And Robin.
And Robin. And not cool. Batman and Robin.
And Batgirl.
Batman and Robin and Batgirl.
Well, Robin was in Batman Forever, but they didn't give him a line in the title. So maybe if Batman and Robin had been successful, the next film would have been Batman and Robin and Batgirl.
Oh my god.
There's always, like, those weird shots of them suiting up in the Joel Schumacher films where it was...
The ass and nip shots.
Ass, crotch, chest.
Yeah.
George Clooney apologised for that film a couple of days ago.
Really?
Yesterday, he's doing a New York Comic Con, and he's doing Tomorrowland for Disney. I'll talk about that. He just apologised again for crashing the franchise. Thank God it, like, sorted itself out.
Yeah, thank God Batflex here now. I'm sure that'd be another fantastic...
Oh, I
We've talked about Batfleck at least, well, in every single Things We Like. Batfleck in every single Things We Like we've done.
Probably.
That I've done.
Well, how about this? Like, in fact, probably right about now, Marvel is showing the first footage of Daredevil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I would like to see
I quite enjoyed Daredevil, the Ben Affleck one.
I enjoyed a lot of things in it that weren't Affleck or Garner.
I didn't like Garner. I thought, why is she getting a spin-off when Elektra... I watched the first 10 minutes of Elektra and turned it off and was like, I remember you. You're shit.
I just started crying. I watched the whole thing just crying.
Kingpin's good.
Kingpin was great.
Yeah. And what's his name? It was Bullseye in it.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Not an alcoholic in that film, I believe. Strange. One of few films where he doesn't play Colin Farrell in some respect.
He was really good in that. I thought it was a pretty cool version of Bullseye.
I didn't like that. I never miss. Ooh, I'm really angry now. You can't get angry about that. You can't fix it. You've always missed. Sorry, Bullseye.
It's a comic book thing. He's got to, like, you know, have a trigger or something.
It is pretty silly. What's your superpower? I'm good at throwing things and hitting things with those things I throw.
Mm. Oh, I thought of a really, really, really crap superpower yesterday. I was talking to Joe. Really crap. If you gain the power to be able to spit through glass.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because you can pretend you've got so many other powers because of that. You know, you'd be like, I'll spit this through your head if you don't watch it, so on. You'd be like, yeah, now everybody give me money.
Where, can you spit anything or just your own fluids?
Just your own fluids.
Oh, only spit or other fluids?
Well, that's what I thought could be an interesting way to increase the storyline.
Semen goes to brick.
But would you have to spit it, though?
Well, no, you wouldn't have to,
like spit it out.
Swallow your own jizz and spit it out. No, I think you could, like, piss through a window as well.
Excellent, lady. As long as we're clear.
That, if you're, like, you have to be careful when if you're on an aeroplane and you miss...
It just goes right through.
It just goes right through the plane, like, because glass planes are all in the rage.
All those glass planes.
I think that's a good superpower because it's not dependent on anything else. And I just think most super powers, they're like, he's got the power to this, and it's like, no, he's not. He's got like 400 powers to make that work. You know, the power of flight. You can't just fly. You just die. You know.
There's a lot of other stuff going on in the background.
Yeah,
some of them can. They just fly.
Yeah, but I know they can just fly, but I mean, they're also really hard, strong, so they can
Superman's
land.
Superman's skin would fall off if he didn't have the enhanced strong skin to enable him to fly at such speeds.
Maybe some of them have to fly really slowly because of that.
I am glider.
Yeah.
It's just like if you actually had Superman. Venture Brothers does it quite well because they do, you know, the Venture Brothers.
Oh,
if anyone hasn't seen the Venture Brothers, it's very good and I suggest you watch it. But they do the Fantastic Four in it. But they just have the power. Like Mr. Fantastic's the only one who comes out okay about it.
Sort of.
Yeah, he can just bend loads, but he's absolutely arse in it. The guy, the Human Torch, he's the Human Torch and they're not the Flame. He's just on fire. He's just on fire all the time, so they keep him in a hyperbolic chamber, sedated until they can find a cure. And, like, they accidentally wake him up at one point, he just comes out screaming, demanding to be killed. The thing is, like, has been retarded by it, so he's just this huge, like, big rock thing, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Not sure you can use that phrase for that anymore.
Well, he was certainly slowed down. And the
Invisible Woman.
Invisible Woman's only her skin goes invisible, and she can't control it. Like when she gets embarrassed and stuff, her skin disappears.
But even when she's just like, you know, muscles visible, still strangely hot.
For a cartoon, for a skinless cartoon,
for a skinless cartoon woman, pretty hot.
Maybe it's just because she's wearing blue, and you can pretend she's blue.
I do have a thing for blue women. And green.
What about the opera singer from The Fifth Element? That's the one. Once my mum's best friend came round to my house when they were on holiday to just make sure everything was going okay, but I was on mushrooms, and not only did I repeat everything that she said during the conversation, I repeated everything that I said during the conversation. So, how
did she take that?
She seemed concerned at the time, but I just wanted her to leave. And it wasn't a long conversation, so it was okay. She said she just noticed that my car was outside and was everything going okay. And had I heard from my mum, obviously I said, I just noticed the car was outside, is everything okay? Have you heard from your mum? And then answered and repeated my answer. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's good. Good time was had by all.
Mm. There's that feeling, isn't there, when you fall into something like that where you know it's not going to... You can't fix it. Like, you just don't have the capacity to fix it, let alone the inclination.
Yeah.
And you just want that person to leave. And you just... It becomes a, can I make this slightly worse and make it over with? Or will it make it, you know, will that compound the issue?
I think what saved the situation is she could probably see the terror behind my eyes. So she just felt that she'd leave it at that and go home.
Does anything ever come of it?
Nothing. I never heard back about it. I think... I'm hoping she just thought I was drunk.
Or messing with her.
Or messing with her.
Well, let's say, you know, maybe she just thought you were a real dick.
It's entirely possible.
An IRT.
We've met since. It's been fine.
I can envisage her just waiting until your parents... Just, like, not saying anything. Waiting until your parents have got in and have got settled. And, you know, a week's gone by. And then just ringing and saying, oh, so, is he okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yep. Yeah. Well, just got good. Yep. Yeah. No. Yeah. You seen him? Seen him recently? Yep.
Yeah. No mental fractures.
Yeah. No, brilliant. Right. Okay. We'll put that one to rest. And continue with our lives.
Not found any blood anywhere or anything.
Yeah. Is his car outside?
So, what did you like this weekend?
I like that Twin Peaks was coming back.
Oh yeah.
That's all I really brought to the table. I could try and come up with something. Oh, I've been watching Fringe.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. I'd not watched it for a long time. Don't know why. It was on my radar. I'd just not really thought about it. But it's good.
It is good.
It's a bit X-Files-y.
I just think I could have made it better.
Well, maybe they'll let you do the reboot in a couple of years.
That would be awesome. Yeah, 10 years, I'll restart. No, actually, I want to do the continuation of Lost.
Okay, you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Who wanted Lost to last longer? No one.
Don't worry. Like, Abrams already said he's planned maybe to go back in 10 years and do it. I'm going to get on top of that project and sort it out. There's going to be answers. All your shit's going to be cool.
Lindelof said that he's definitely not in.
Good, because he couldn't mess more things up if he tried.
Mm.
But he is trying.
Boo, Damon. Boo.
Lindelof.
Just the fact the numbers meant shit.
They didn't mean shit.
They did mean shit.
They didn't mean shit.
All of it meant shit. Nothing meant anything. They never explained the polar bear. The fact that
they did explain the polar bear.
Did they?
Yeah. In the epilogue. The new guy in charge. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
I thought they explained the polar bear earlier, and that Dharma brought it there. And they were testing what the magnetic field of the island did to various different animals.
Mm. But you see, that's not an explanation, is it? See, this is what I mean. I mean, yeah, fair enough. They did explain it. I rescind that. But,
I know what you mean. There should be more.
It's like, oh yeah, here's a really stupid explanation for it that we've obviously gone right. Okay, we need to explain this polar bear. It had such good capacity.
Don't worry, I've got it. I've got this.
Okay.
I'll
sort this all out.
Yeah.
The answers were nowhere near as cool as the mystery. So we've just got just time now for a quick thing we all like.
Cool. Me?
Jim?
What do I like?
What do you like?
I like the fact that October seems to have become Halloween month.
Halloween month?
Yeah.
We actually have Halloween decorations up in our flat right now.
No way. Yeah. I like it. We get far too much Christmas. I like a nice big chunk of Halloween.
Yeah. It is a good party because it's like it's enforced dress up, like fancy dress.
Mm-hmm.
At my parties, they're always fancy dress. I think it adds something to it when people have to think about it and, like, you know, make an effort before they get there, not just like, oh yeah, it's a party on Friday. And I'm that vain. I want people to have to, like, put hours into coming to my party, not just turn up.
What is the theme of your party?
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Bowie is in space.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone has to come as either David Bowie or something to do with David Bowie. I'm almost certainly not going to, like, shout at someone if they come as a diamond dog, for example. That would be cool.
I like Gotham.
You like Got Ham?
I've watched the first few episodes. It's good. And I specifically like Got Ham.
Got Ham?
Got Ham.
Ham?
What's that? Ham.
Got Ham?
Don't know. For some reason, we just started saying the word ham in an Australian accent.
Ham.
And I think Alf pointed out that if you just look at the word Gotham on the screen for the opening sequence, it's really easy to trick and force your brain into forever seeing it as two words.
Yeah.
Got Ham.
Got Ham is one of the best of this season's new shows.
Yeah, and helped a lot by the fact that every time we watch it for the opening and closing of the episode, we all sit around going, Got Ham!
Got Ham!
Ham!
This is the spin-off from Got Milk.
Got Milk, yeah. We're on to Ham. We've made the leap to solids.
What comes after Ham?
The shits.
Got shits.
Got shits.
Got shits.
Got shits.
Yeah. My favourite Australian word is bottle shop.
For like an offie?
That's an offie, yeah. Bottle shop.
Bottle shop.
It's fantastic. Because they shorten, they abbreviate everything. I mean, you've all seen them say that the salvos, you know, for the Salvation Army and stuff. They shorten everything, absolutely everything. Your brain's just constantly got to, like, catch up with, like, trying to listen to what they're saying now whilst processing what that might mean. You know?
Andy, what do you like this week?
I like my friend Thomas, who's been doing pitches for The People's Beard.
Indeed.
On which Things with Life and Stuck Socks will feature its blog posts and audio. And he contacted me the day before yesterday and gave me the final picture of me and said, they're all done. I'm just calling them in. I'll get them to you next week. So
I think you have to explain The People's Beard a little bit.
The People's Beard is going to be a website in which it's like a... You know how, like, WordPress.com is a collection of loads of different blogs, but it's nothing like that. we're all blogging under... Like, it's like a mixture between WordPress and, like, Cracked. You know, they have loads of authors. Like, this is like that, where they've got loads of authors. Well, there's eight of us to start. But each person gets their own dedicated blog. So you can go to andy.thepeoplesbeard.com or... Things we like, Dr. Beard and People's Beard. Don't have to go between them, but it's like they're all in the same place. And
sell it to these people. Why should people be going?
Because we're fun, as demonstrated by the fact you're listening to this at least 25 minutes in. you probably wouldn't mind reading something we've, you know, drunkenly written out at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday. Don't go, because it's not done, but wait till next week's. And next week's might be here again, as we have the People's Launch.
The People's Launch.
Yes.
Yeah. I've written a blog post already. You'll be able to see it in a week or
about,
two.
About the guy who's playing you in the first episode of your life story.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's what it's about. Yeah. So I think we'll probably be back next week with Stuff Sucks.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, we will have our launch party episode.
Sound?
Beans.
Beans indeed.
So, cool beans.
Yeah, that's it for another week of Things We Like. If you want to get in touch, you can do things we like at thepeoplesbeard.com.
Yes.
.com. It's a
both,
.com.
Both, yeah.
.com or .co.uk. The choice is yours.
Or Twitter at _things_we_like and the things has a capital T.
And the choice is yours, but if you email .co.uk, it'll bounce back. So.
Okay, so just .com.
No, they have a choice.
You have a choice, but if you actually want to get
if you want to send something that like you feel you've sent us but doesn't get here, you know, everyone wishes they could do that.
You want to make it look like you made the effort.
It's like making a horrible letter and putting it in the post. That feels great, but if you know that the postman's in on it and is just going to get rid of it,
you've intentionally not put a stamp on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
literally, you can do whatever you want.
You can't do whatever you want to live in society. Oh, free man.
Only if people don't find out.
Okay, yeah.
You're within the parameters of a living, breathing human being.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
you know,
right.
Again, back to superpowers. You can't fly.
Who knows?
You can't fly under your own energy, so it's, you know, under your own momentum.
I don't know. Have you tried?
Extensively.
I just feel like it would be like you know, light year, like falling with style. And I don't think there'd be much style.
Oh, no,
I don't have wings.
I'm going to work on it. You don't need wings, you just need belief.
You can't jeopardise yourself. We need you for Lost.
Oh, yeah, I've got to finish the... Either I get to fly and do Lost or none of it's happening.
Oh, really? Well, that's... I feel the chances of you having anything to do with Lost have just dropped significantly to zero. I mean, if we put you in a Boeing 747, does that count?
No.
That's flying.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to jump off stuff.
We fire you out of a cannon.
That's the dumbass way to start flying. I'm just going to just, like, sort of go up one day.
Yeah.
Like, Neo style. Just...
Have you heard the saying, the idiom that birds take off from the ground, like, meant to discourage people from being too over the top with their first effort? You know, birds take off from the ground, so even birds that are designed to fly, they take off from the ground so they don't get hurt. And it's bullshit. They just get kicked out of the nest and have to deal with it.
That is true.
Just there. That was from nowhere. But enjoy.
So remember, people will lie to you and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Jan.
I've been Andy.
I'm Jim. Yeah, I want to say it again. I'm Jim.
I'm Jim.
We're all... Oh, why am I so drunk off 2 days?
I don't know.
Right, well, see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.